Welcome to Epiderma Podcast. I'm Dr. K.C. Dharamkumar, dermatologist specializing in hair transplantation. Today we'll be discussing the role of platelet-rich plasma therapy and other adjuvant treatments in enhancing the results of hair transplantation, as well as the potential risk and benefits of this treatment. Hair transplantation is a surgical procedure that involves moving hair from a donor area to a recipient area on the scalp. While the procedure is generally safe and effective, some patients may benefit from adjuvant treatments to enhance the results of the procedure. One of the most popular adjuvant treatment for hair transplantation is a platelet-rich plasma, or the higher advanced therapy is called as growth factor concentrate. PRP therapy involves the extraction of small amount of the patient's blood, processing it to concentrate the platelets and injecting the platelet-rich plasma back into the scalp. The platelets contain growth factors that can stimulate the hair growth and improve the overall health of the scalp. While PRP therapy is generally safe and well tolerated, it's important to note that the evidence for this effectiveness is mixed. Some studies have reported significant improvement in hair density and thickness with the PRP therapy, while others have not found any significant benefits. But on an overall ratio, it is better to go for the PRP after the transplantation, which will add to the more thickness of the scalp. Other adjuvant treatments for hair transplantation include low-level laser therapy, scalp micropigmentation, and hair growth supplements. Again, the evidence for this treatment is mixed, and the patient should carefully consider the potential risks and benefits before deciding to undergo this treatment. In conclusion, while hair transplantation is generally safe and effective, some patients may benefit from adjuvant treatment to enhance the results of the procedure. PRP therapy is one of the most popular adjuvant treatments, but the evidence of its effectiveness is mixed. Patients should carefully consider the potential risk and benefit before deciding to undergo these treatments. That's all for today's episode of Epiderma Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time. Until then, take care.